Hey, welcome to Netzpolitik TV. Our guest today is Glenn Greenwald, who I do not have to introduce. So, welcome to Germany, Glenn. We're in a country that is a top surveillance target, as we have known from your work. Actually, Germany is the most surveilled country in the European Union, as we've learned from boundless informant slides. And even without Merkel phone, the NSA is extraditing about 60 million metadata on a given day. But politics seem to be doing nothing, German politics. We have a little parliamentary investigative committee, but that's not the government, that's parliament. And actually, Merkel has been in the US 2 weeks ago. She didn't really say anything. Our Minister of Interior has just been to Washington, and he actually said, quote, the German-US relationships are more important than the NSA topic. What's your response to that?
I think that's pretty accurate in terms of expressing the view of the German government, which is that the U.S. and German governments have all sorts of important ties economically, diplomatically, trade, even militarily. And I think European leaders' history in general has been one of extreme subservience to the United States, trying to preserve good relationships with the United States at all costs, even the cost of their national sovereignty and their dignity. So the revelations that the U.S. government is prying into the personal communications of tens of millions of Germans, and including targeting the personal communications of the German chancellor herself, should spark genuine outrage of the type that in Brazil, for example, we saw, where the Brazilian president canceled the state dinner with the U.S. and denounced the U.S. vehemently from the U.N. It has genuinely damaged relationships between those two countries. That's because Brazil is really intent on establishing that they are a independent sovereign country that has national dignity. That doesn't seem to be a priority for the German government.
Actually, on a trip, the German Minister of Interior announced new surveillance capabilities of the BND, the German Secret Service, and new data sharing plans with the NSA. Do you see a danger that some services out there take the revelations and kind of take them as a blueprint for what they want to do themselves?
No, sure, it takes them as